This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. NPR News has learned that legally required safety systems were dysfunctional just before a massive explosion took 29 lives at the Upper Big Branch coal mine in West Virginia in April. Some mine safety specialists believe that had they been working properly, these safety systems might have helped to prevent the blast. Howard Berkus has the latest in NPR's ongoing investigation of Massey Energy's Upper Big Branch mine.
Each of these dysfunctional safety systems funnel water to the longwall mining machine deep inside the Upper Big Branch mine. The longwall has a monstrous cutting tool called a shearer. When they're functioning, the systems spray water as the shearer cuts coal, so that coal dust doesn't just float in the air in a highly explosive state. They also help cool and extinguish sparks when the shearer cuts into hard rock, and they help keep small ignitions of methane gas from becoming serious explosions.
We know that there have been about 600 ignitions since 2000, and they have not resulted in mines blowing up.
Ellen Smith publishes Mine Safety and Health News and has reviewed federal reports of methane gas ignitions in coal mines underground.
What typically happens with these ignitions is water sprays on the miner can put these ignitions out. All the backup systems worked when something went wrong.
But not on April 5th in Massey Energy's Upper Big Branch mine. Multiple sources familiar with the disaster investigation tell NPR the fire suppression system on the longwall shearer didn't work. Massey Energy admits a hose was manually plugged and a valve was missing. A water-spraying arm or boom at the shearer was disconnected or broken off. Sprayers on the shearer itself were missing or clogged. Some looked like they had nails driven into them. Tests on the sprayers indicate little or no water was drenching the shearer as it cut into rock, kicked off sparks, and churned up coal dust. With explosive levels of methane gas and no water, small fireballs can ignite. Add the coal dust and massive explosions could be next.
The water and everything, you know, that would have helped and all, but, you know, ventilation is the biggest factor in my mind.
Stanley Stewart is an Upper Big Branch miner who used to operate the longwall shearer. Ventilation is the managed airflow in a mine that dissipates or sweeps away methane gas. Inadequate ventilation has been a persistent problem at Upper Big Branch. And the week before the blast, a miner working at the shearer told Stewart that the ventilation was so weak and the coal dust so thick he could barely see. In 1997, Stewart witnessed what can happen when all these circumstances combine.
When I saw the glow coming from in behind the wall down on the tail, I took off hard as I could toward the head. I thought I was a dead man. And, you know, I was engulfed in fear.
Multiple sources and Massey Energy suspect two miners working at the longwall shearer experienced something similar April 5th. They believe methane hit the sparking shearer and ignited a fireball. The two men saw it and ran, perhaps because the dysfunctional water systems left clouds of explosive coal dust. They shut off the mining machine or called out to someone else to shut it down. 60 seconds later, the two were hit by a furious blast. They were gone in an instant, as were 27 others as much as 2 miles away. To attorney Mark Moreland, these are
conditions that created a circumstance that allowed an explosion to happen which never should have happened.
Moreland officially represents coal miners in the disaster investigation and has filed wrongful death suits on behalf of the families of two Upper Big Branch victims. He amended those suits today to include these new details and to add as defendants the board of directors of Massey Energy.
This operation was not operated according to law and was, in fact, if all of these circumstances are true, operating in an illegal fashion.
Massey Energy and industry experts note that these water systems are not designed to contain or suppress fireballs. Our sources can't say for sure that working water systems would have made a difference on April 5th. It's also not clear why these systems would be disabled. Some sources speculate that the longwall shearer's motor was running hot and water was diverted to it to cool it down. But others say that's unnecessary because the same water is used to cool the motor before it hits the sprayers. Stewart says the sprayer sometimes malfunctioned and sprayed the workers instead of the coal. That might explain tampering. Mine safety expert Robert Ferriter of the Colorado School of Mines finds the revelations disturbing.
The things that you've told me that appear to be true, the the evidence that has come to light, it seems like it was all production, and whatever you have to do to keep the shear running to get the production, do it.
Massey Energy continues to insist it puts safety first. The Mine Safety and Health Administration says it won't discuss these findings publicly until after it briefs the families of the Upper Big Branch victims. That's set for Tuesday night in West Virginia. Howard Berkus, NPR News.